would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even consider the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Hello, bud. Kids, welcome to the show. I am your host, Mr. Amazing Scott Ball. And, yep, it's on Monday today, but this is Balamsey's birthday. And because it's World Gender Day 2017, we are, of course, as always, joined by my always amazing and today birthday, Jen.
I'm not worthy! I'm not worthy!
I love you so much, my Jen.
I love you so much, my Jen.
So what's my goddess doing for her birthday, aside from hopefully playing some Quiplash with us later?
Well, you know, that was fun.
Yes, but by the sound of your voice, let the good times start.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to work tonight, so that's a good thing.
So you're not going to work tonight and there's coffee around. What more do you want in life?
So much.
This is going to hate you.
Yeah.
I love you, my Jen.
I love you, my
cat. And you are so amazingly beautiful, and you know it. Oh, look, the old amp's just going by outside. Get my little ding pad out ready for Quiplash. Hopefully it won't disconnect every other fucking question this time. Apparently lots of people... Huh?
You're asking for a miracle.
Yeah, that game. So when they released the Quiplash XL, I said, is it basically still like the wet dream of like racists and homophobes? And rather than just say, oh, well, the features as if they were proud of it, you know, stop smoking some weed and start actually making a decent game here. Eventually, they did put some block features in there, but it's still not possible to fully make. Even if you manage the answers, the person doesn't see the answers that far ahead. I mean, I get to see the answers like ahead of what they are, but I've got to keep sort of like on it like a hawk, you know. That's why I don't use. I mean, you can use a reduced delay feature on Twitch, but I don't use it purely for that reason. And when you're partnered oddly enough, you can delay it by up to 15 minutes. So it's kind of brilliant. If I put this delay in and I'd be able to talk, I'd be able to do it, but not respond to anyone for a 15-minute period, because I'd see what they type instantly, but it'd be 15 minutes before they hear it.
Uh-huh.
Reduced one would reduce delay for the chat, yes, but I mean, as a non-partner, non-yank, especially at weekends, on a laptop that is moderately sufficient to do everything, it is a bit eh.
Yeah.
I love you, my Jen.
I love you, my son. Oh, I found one of his food dishes.
You found, like, the cat is hiding a food dish.
Yep.
So let me get this straight. The cat... Something that walks on four legs and licks his own ass is outwitting you.
I didn't say outwitting. Just...
No. If it's hiding a bowl and you can't find it, that would be outwitting. Thanks for that. Beloved, if the cat is hiding a food bowl and you can't find it, it is outwitting you.
Well, no, because I wasn't looking for it. I just happened upon it. It's like, oh, wow, what's this?
So, Bowen, you have no concern where it's hid it?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, So
if hide the food bowl, you have concern where it is, but you just can't be bothered to find out where it is until you find it by happen chance, or by happenstance
even.
Because
he's got a couple of the same thing.
So basically what you're saying is you don't mind him losing or hiding his shit as long as he doesn't lose too much of it. So if the cat engaged in petty theft, you wouldn't mind as long as he didn't nick the Mona Lisa.
Well, now, as long as the Mona Lisa was real.
Yeah, the real Mona Lisa is in like the underground of the Louvre behind about 400 steel doors, I'd imagine. If I recall correctly, even the one on display is only a replica. My favourite is they took this sort of like mass-produced painting from IKEA, and they like pranked some people in these art factories, and it was like, I think it was like a $50 painting or something like that, and they put it in some like hoity-toity art museum. You get all these like people going, "Oh yes, it's a fantastic use of light," and you can feel the emotion of each like paint brush stroke and all that lot, because you know it's kind of shit glossy, you can't actually see the strokes, but it's actually just a reproduction print. What would you say it's worth? Oh, I'd probably at least $80 to $100. It's a $50 print, basically. And like when they get caught out, they're just I knew that because I was saying if it was like the original and it was by a more well-known artist. It's like my favorite though. I must send you a link to it sometime. Is I told you about this on the phone a few days ago. Found some Trump tards, and they were basically saying, "Oh, these are what like his policies are, would he go along with it and stuff like that," like, on this pamphlet. But what they had actually done is instead of putting quotes from Trump in there, they had put quotes from Hitler in there. And you got them like agreeing to them and stuff like that. They go, "Oh, these are actually not by Trump, these are actually by Hitler." No, you're lying. No, it's true. Oh, well, obviously I wouldn't agree with Nazism, but you'd agree with it if Trump said it. Yeah! A policy isn't about who says it, it's about their willingness to enforce it and the principle of it. I mean, I could say elect me world leader for life and everyone will have a Maserati, but I'm probably not going to enforce it. And there's no feasible way of making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I swear these people are criminally stupid sometime, you know?
Uh-huh.
That match made Jen. My birthday, Jen. So, you got the day off, it's your birthday, you gotta go out on the pool, right?
Well, am I?
Every person approaching the menopause does, surely. I'm going to convince myself I'm a decade younger. I'm going to find myself a young guy.
Really?
How's that work out for you? You found yourself a young guy yet? Keeping in mind I'm 13 years and 8 months younger than you, the answer to that is yes, numbnuts. Now you're going to be like, "Oh, look, she's in denial about her age. She's going out with someone in his early 30s.
Hold on.
As long as I can hold on to you, my goddess. Is that a deal?
I don't know how that happened. What the hell, huh?
What the fuck are you on about now?
Oh, my phone just decided to put the volume, like, back to non-speaker.
Oh. Well, anyway, I said as long as I can hold on to you.
Yeah. Mm.
Sweet.
They can hold on to you.
Ah. Get you on that exit.
That wasn't really a yawn. It was more like a sigh.
Sure it was.
It was.
I believe you, mate, Jen.
You should.
Why?
Awesome.
No, there's a difference between being awesome and... So, like, you know, telling the truth. No, I mean, Bill Clinton is... Bill Clinton, for example, is a sax machine. He's also a sex machine. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, he couldn't even tune a kazoo, and then he'd blame it on fake news. Oh, yeah, it's all CNN's fault I put my lips around the wrong end. Oh, come, you know, if you gave him a kazoo and he, like, blew on the wrong end of it, he would blame anyone else other than him. You know, it's not my fault. It's fake news. It's the evil left's fault. Left saying mean things about me. I want to regulate the press, so they can't do that.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say it again. To all the Trump-tards out there, to all the alt-right and everything like that, okay, you don't regulate the media like that, okay? You know, you don't say, oh, yeah, you can't say that, you shouldn't say that, you don't say that. Okay, you don't regulate it. You say it, okay? That's how, like, democracy and capitalism works. You don't want someone buying something. Oh, that's smart. Someone can't be bothered to cross over to the main road, so just crossing over the grass and he ran a kid over.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the rules don't apply to them. I mean, the roads are meant for them. But anyway, here's something, right? If CNN is saying stuff about your tiny orange, like, god, tiny-handed orange god, and you don't like them saying the mean things about it, okay? You don't go, oh, it's fake news, you should regulate it, but only regulate the news I don't agree with. Here's how it works, okay? If you don't agree with what CNN is saying, don't watch it. Yeah, if you want to live in your own world of delusion and alternate facts, or as an intelligent person would call them, lies, it's quite simple what you do. Is you go back to Breitbart and you live in your little dream world, you twats. Anyway, happy birthday, love.
Thank you.
I'd give Jen the bumps, but I'd probably get worn out by about the mid-20s.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it's a lot of bumps to give a plump person. You're not fat, I bags it. You're my tiny little Jen. You'll always be my tiny little Jen.
Uh-huh.
Ah, is he gone?
Yeah. Get you on a bag,
speech
to a bag.
Damn you, Val. It's a rule of
thing.
Huh?
I think the cat has pulled his collar again. I can't speak.
Won't be that fast. Get a staple gun.
Meow, meow.
Done.
Probably would work, though.
Well, yeah, because you'd be getting a staple gun and you'd be putting a staple through the back of your cat. You'd also be committing animal cruelty, something I would never endorse and even fence you in for.
Hey, you're the one that mentioned it. I mentioned
a lot of shit, yeah? That's one of the perks of being a comedian.
Yeah.
I've also got a routine about being a sexually molested man. I don't actually wish that he had sexually molested me when I was a kid. I've got a joke about breaking up with Taylor Swift, despite the fact that I'm not dating her. I don't want to date her and
so
break up with her.
Like, why are you pissed off at me for saying, hey, it might work?
You're a dumbass, but I love you.
No.
Yes, you are, and I do love you. Now, you owe me a kiss. You owe me a kiss. So what did personality get you for your birthday?
Well, my tablet.
And what did all the old people get you for your birthday? I don't actually know what month it is. Please tell me you've got an old person out there that insists that Jimmy Carter is still US president.
Nope.
You ain't got any of those ones that's like, Jimmy Carter's still the president.
No.
Are they all aware of the JFK assassination, at least?
Well, I guess so. They don't talk about it, but it's not like...
Well, the one that committed, the second guy behind the grassy knoll, he's probably just sitting there thinking, I've got away with it.
Yeah.
Jen's given me a sponge bath later on, and I got away with assassinating JFK. Life is good. Think, love, and then you get to handle their tiny wrinkled cocks.
Oh, boy.
And then you get to hold me in your arms. I can imagine that if, like, we're together right there, you'd be like, Scott, do you know how many dicks I've held in my hand today? 22! I love you, mate, Jen.
I love you, my Scott.
It's kind of like that scene from, Simpsons. Guess how many boobs I saw? It used to be fun ringing up the companies and doing that.
Yeah.
Remember, you used to use Simpson soundboard and was having to find the shit quick enough.
Yeah.
I love you, my Jen.
I love you, my Scott.
So, do you like my presents, which you got early?
Yeah.
I said, I think you'll like that Metroid game because it's kind of got like a slower paced Rocket League type game in it.
Uh huh.
And you can't drive on the walls on it, so you're all right there. How can you panic driving on walls? You can still see where the floor and ceiling is. All you got to do is like change your perspective of what you're seeing by 90%. Damn, you're so beautiful. Yeah, I'm not saying Jen's beautiful a lot, guys, but it's because I like telling her that, and it's nice to say as well.
Well, please don't eat my headphone cord yet.
Please. Right.
Crack it yet. Crack it up.
So, perhaps he just wants to play Quiplash as well.
No, he just wants to chew the crap out of my headset.
Yeah, don't chew the crap out of that headset, Crackjack. That cost me a fair bit. My love.
My love.
Oh, excuse me. You're so beautiful. I know, I'm saying it again, but... So we've got to fill airtime with something. We've got another 41 minutes to pad out.
Well, do you talk about how Cracker Jack decided to help himself to watermelon and had a watermelon bath?
Yeah, they're not watermelons quite thick and chunky and also pretty tasteless. How the hell did he...
No, they're good. They're not tasteless.
They are.
No, they're not. Not if you get a good one.
They're still pretty tasteless.
No.
Yes, no bags it. Love, I want you to get a nice, like, full ripe watermelon and about 500 rubber bands.
Why?
See what happens when you put rubber bands around a watermelon.
Mm.
Well?
It explodes. Implodes.
Yeah.
Collapses.
Yeah.
Makes a mess.
Yep. You're going to love it when I show our kids that, ain't you?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to wait until their mum's asleep and I'm going to show them what antiquing is. You know what antiquing is, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God, I need a massage.
You get the finest fistful of Colombian gold or flour, whatever's available, and just pump it. I'm going into an antique shop and ask what's new.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like you get these fucking hipsters. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to this vintage shop, yeah. You know, yeah, I've just got this vintage like, dress. I got it from a vintage shop. They're called charity shops, okay? Oh, yes, it's vintage. Why is it vintage? Because it was made 10 years ago and there's only one of them. Yeah, that's pretty much how charity shops work. Again. Yeah, the only thing is, with my trainers, even though I sort of like inside is pretty much sweaty. You could give them to a charity shop and someone would still buy them just like they could wear and sort of like name, you know?
Mm-hmm. I had an interesting find at a charity shop.
The Fountain of Youth.
Oh, funny. My sister, my sister, when I was younger, she made a Miss Piggy ceramic coffee mug for me at school. And then I was walking around one of the charity shops, like, not severely long ago, and came across a Kermit one. So I have Miss Piggy and Kermit.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say they weren't from the same source.
Well, they were.
Right. Okay, moving on.
Well, because that was one of their press.
When Lee was selling these sort of like prints that a local artist had done, there was a charity shop nearby, and they had actually got one of them there, and I'd got it from them for half the price that Lee was selling it at, and it was still in the original frame and everything.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You said beautiful, by the way, my Jen.
Yeah, I can miss that. And I think I was scouted.
Luckily,
I saw that little table running.
Luckily, people seem to be leaving me alone at the moment. Someone threatened me once to attack me on the Final Fantasy Realm Builder game. But then somebody said my entire guild would attack you out of spite if you went after Scott.
Yeah.
The fight over Charlie Gard and his right to live and right to die has apparently been concluded.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which way that went. I just saw the notification on my tablet. Made Jen.
What you got?
So beautiful in a bag, isn't
it?
Yeah, what's this say?
Hmm.
Wonder what items I've got to use. Wow, 3,000 steel. Keep you on that bag, exit.
Thanks. I'm wondering.
Keep you on that bag, exit.
Yep. I'm wondering exactly. How long before I get attacked again? I've only been attacked one time.
Yeah, so how much damage do they do?
Let me see. Oh, there's another event. Awesome.
Yeah, the events loop around quite quickly, almost constantly, actually.
Okay.
Isn't this
profile.
Again, right here.
I lost 148 troops.
Not that much, and you can spawn that in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. I killed 109.
Yeah, so pretty much a draw then, weren't it, really? I mean, if you killed 109, they killed 124. They can't have sent more than a couple of hundred troops after you.
I don't know who it was, so I can't honestly say. It might have been a...
I was going to say, if you could work out who it was, you could have like just sent like several hundred troops at them. It would have finished them off. I love you, my Jen.
Hello, you missed that. Who is that Raphael?
Not Raphael.
Yeah.
Raphael.
They're kind of strange. They're kind of strange. Oh, there's battle going on not too far away from me.
Well.
And there's a couple people in this. There's two guilds that are huge over here.
Yeah, we've got two huge guilds at least of where I am, but luckily they seem to be fighting each other. So,
no, they're joined up together. They're camping together.
Yeah, well, I don't mean squat. I've seen two sets of guilds camping together, and or two different guilds camping together in like a massive cluster, and they pretty much just fight each other.
Oops, somebody's getting scouted.
Anyway, whilst I have a piss, ladies and gentlemen, and also pop some pills, here's Che Janeska with Something There. Enjoy. And we're back. And a kiss there from my goddess.
Ooh.
So, love, what's it like being another year older?
Oh, yay. Oh, goody.
And what's it like knowing that you're nearly 14 years older than me, but you've still got a few less grey hairs?
I got a lot less grey hairs than you, buddy.
Yeah, but love, even if you have one, which I plucked out last time you was here, the length of that one hair is probably longer than all my grey hairs I've ever had.
It's not a grey, and my hair is long.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you have another grey hair, it's probably going to be longer than all the grey hairs I'll ever have in my life.
Still have hair.
Yes, exactly. I ain't had hair since my late teens. Thank you, combination of genetically receding hairline and epilepsy meds. It was like, when I went on these meds, they said it can cause a receding hairline, and also it's generally advised not to dye your hair with peroxide. I'm thinking, well, if it's going to make my hair go, what am I going to bleach it with? Or what am I going to use the bleach on? I'm glad I thought I'd just drop forward and end up to my own head in Tippex. I'll be the only white person to be racist to a white person by whiting up.
Oh, the kitty is having fun.
With?
The window. He's attacking the window.
Who's winning?
Probably the window.
Yeah, judging by the intelligence in that household, I can believe it. Oh, come on, love. At best, the cat is the most intelligent person there, or the most intelligent thing there. Ding! You know I'm just teasing you, my sexy Jen. You know where we could go for, to spend some of your birthday money, though, right? And you know where I'm taking you for your birthday? Well, Leia and Leia. But also here.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain. But that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know, once they wrap it up in dough, boys. They fry it real crisp in dough. Chowlin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid and a Tums or two when I swear I heard it mew, boys. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could go to your favourite Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
Or we could order in some Chinese.
Yeah.
Or go for a sub. We don't understand the concept of eat fresh. Or no, you don't. That's why you stick it in the fridge.
Well, I can't help it that I can't eat a lot at one sitting.
Well, that's why that's why you order a 6-inch instead of a foot long, then.
Yeah, but it's cheaper to get the foot long, and then you just, like, you have two meals.
No, it ain't cheaper. That's why you have to pay more for it.
Well, it's up to get two meals. There you go.
Yeah, but then the second meal isn't fresh by your standards.
Well, it was fresh when it was made.
Yeah, the dinosaurs were fresh when they were made. And remember when you used to go to school with them? That's a yes.
Don't
she does hating. Remember.
Don't be hating.
What? Hating that you were best friends with Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone?
Be hating on me.
What? That
my
you
birthday.
Were friends with Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone?
No. Don't be hating on me because it's my birthday.
I'm not hating on you because it's your birthday. I'm just saying that you were best friends with Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone.
Are you hating on me? Why? Why are you hating on me?
I'm not hating on you, old woman.
You're hating on me.
Why would I be hating on you, old woman?
Because doing, well...
Doing what? Being Scott is your answer.
Yeah.
Just remember, the answer is Scott.
Keep you on Facebook,
hey. Demi, old woman. Hating not included is just standard feature. My love.
My love.
Oh, and by the way, he's so beautiful in that bag, is it?
You're true in a bag, it.
And you know when there's silence like this, it's because I imagine Jen's beauty and I get lost in that beauty. True. And you know it.
Why do I not believe that?
What, you are immensely beautiful? Because you are immensely beautiful. You need to stop believing it because it's true.
Believing that you're thinking, you're stopping and thinking about me like that.
I do.
Yeah.
I always do. I see your picture on my desktop and I'm like, damn, beautiful.
Yeah, love you, my Scott.
I love you too, my goddess, but do you deny that you are the most beautiful, amazing person ever on the planet?
Well, I don't know, am I?
You should know you are. Because you got all those guys at work saying that you're sexy and that they want to marry you and you to adopt them. How's that working out for you?
I can have a whole big family.
I thought you did anyway.
It's a dysfunctional nursing home family. There you go.
I thought you did anyway.
Bite me.
Gee, yump. Besides,
you're part of that dysfunctional family, aren't you?
Not yet. I'm not. And by name, you would be part of my family. I'm saving you. You'd be able to deny the name Jacker a lot easier. Not that Bull is much of an upgrade on the name, but it's easier to, like, say and shorter and spell and get used to it, and you'll be able to hide from your many enemies easier.
Oh, gosh. Congestion knows no bounds.
No, it knows noses.
And that wasn't a cute on the bag.
I didn't even hear you on, so I let it slide. That wasn't a cute on the bag variety either.
Oh my god.
And to prove how much I love you, my goddess, I'm missing you've been framed right now for you.
Yay!
Hey, that show might never be on again.
Uh-huh.
Why, do you think it will be on again?
It could be. You never know. Twilight Zone or something, you know? I don't know.
No, not Twilight Zone. I'm talking about you being framed. Do you honestly reckon that show will ever be on again?
No, I said in the Twilight Zone.
No, fuck the Twilight
Zone.
Fuck the Twilight Zone for a second. You've been framed. You know the show, correct?
Yes.
And you know how it's seemingly always on?
Yes.
Yes, that's what the reference I'm making to when I say it might never be on again.
I know that.
You're a dumbass, but I love you.
No, I think you'll find that you're being a dumbass right now.
No. Off, love, and no.
Uh-huh.
That's also, it's a good thing you're beautiful, because you don't get by on brains. You've been fucked a long time ago.
So says you.
Yep. Keep in mind, I'm the one that's got by on brains. And been screwed by Atos. But the thing is, I can pretty much just make any claim I want about Atos's behaviour and say that it's because of my Asperger's, you know, because Asperger's, you do tend sometimes to speak first and then think later. Now, if they then try to deny that, they've got to say that they misdiagnosed or misgraded my Asperger's. They've either got to admit to attempting to censor me without, like, any reason. And in all fairness, they've committed millions of counts of disability discrimination. Oh, yeah, DWP will just go with whatever you guys say and we'll give you a load of money to do it. So let me get it straight. If we say they ain't disabled, you give us a load of money. Yes, you ain't disabled. My arms, you're still not disabled. I ain't got your legs, still not disabled. I am pretty much dead, you're still not disabled. I mean, it's amazing that we had anyone in the 2016 and, coming up in 2020 Paralympics, you know, because we've got no disabled people in England anymore. My theory is Jesus has came back to life, ladies and gentlemen, he's working at Atos.
Apparently my boobs make good springboards.
For who? So let me get this straight. He's climbing on top of your tits and then just going, "Whee!"
Yeah.
Smart cat. There's a reason, guys, never to have plants either. Like, if cats get claws to it, it just, like, seeps out, you know?
Uh-huh.
You basically end up with south end seafront seeping out your fake tits. Do you remember when you was little, what you wanted when you was older, love? What did you want?
Big boobs.
How's that working out for you?
Oh, wow. This is interesting. You're missing something really awesome. These little guys are coming after these big guys.
What the fuck are you on about?
I'm talking about the guilds are attacking.
Oh. Tell them no, you can't come into work today. It's your birthday and you're playing Quiplash. Unless you want the extra hours, in which case you'll be right there.
Well, here's the problem. It's probably Marianne.
Oh, God, not her again.
Oh, hold on. I don't work on Sunday.
I'm going to take you off if you, okay, so that'll be All right, thank you, Jennifer. But can you call her to confirm that? All right, bye-bye.
Fuck me, I've never heard her be so quick on the phone, not like I understood any of that.
Oh, that wasn't Marianne. That was Mary from work.
Oh.
She approved Friday, Saturday, but not Sunday. I got to look at that schedule because I could have sworn I was working Sunday.
So what, you should have turned up on Sunday and you didn't, or you shouldn't have been working and you turned up?
No, it's for this coming Sunday. Apparently, I'm not working this coming Sunday, and I put in for the extra hours, and...
Maybe they've actually heard this show at last, and they consider this worse punishment.
Yep, I'm not working that Sunday. Holy crap. So I'm going in early Friday and Saturday, just not Sunday. Okay, yeah.
Well, love, if you're not working Sunday, I have something for you here.
Yeah, that's good.
I've got something else for you as well.
Yeah, hold on a second. I have to do this. God help me. Well, I have to confirm with her that, that's correct.
Yeah. In which case, guys, we're going to get a song on the go. Cascada with Every Time We Touch. Enjoy.
Yes.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dreams. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't. I'm
There we go. So, Jen, what was that you were saying earlier?
Oh, the groups that were attacking that big guild, which was really fucking stupid in the first place, they all got their asses handed to them.
As you do.
Yeah. Well, they're dinky little things going against people who have 53 million power.
Yeah. But basically, people that have paid to win.
I mean,
when they base them, they just merge people that have a similar power at the time. Whereas I reckon they should do it based on power, but who spent least. So you have people that have never spent, say, any in-game app. People say spent a small amount, and then you get people who spent a lot of with the people with higher power. But remember, love, they wouldn't transfer you to my realm because they want to provide the best gaming experience for everyone.
Yeah.
You're on a realm of people that have 53 million power.
Well, they merged you, too.
Yeah. My love.
But they couldn't merge us into the same freaking realm.
What realm are you in now? What number are you in?
Let's see here. Shire Heights.
Yeah, give me the number.
465.
You're in the lower realm now. I'm in 505. I was in 503.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are coming up to the end of the show now, ladies and gentlemen. And, well, as we always say, we made it through the show.
We had the tools. We had the talent. It's Miller time.
And we were lucky enough to have Little Ways Amazing Jen with us today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worthy! I'm not worthy!
So I am going to be buggering off as well, peeps. Once I find my soundbite. Where the fuck are you? There it is.
Let's get him out of here before the pigeons decide he's another statue.
What? Oh, now our phone's ringing. Love, I have something special for you as well.
Yeah.
Good morning, and yes, you've won a fabulous 8-hour day chained to this machine.
Yay.
And we'll end with a song by M2M called Jennifer. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be hitting up a bit of Quiplash in a minute, hopefully as well. It will only take Jen about 2 hours to get a headset worked out or something like that. But head to twitch.tv/ Mr. Scott Ball. That's MrScottBull. Grab a tablet or a phone or your computer or whatever, and you can join in without owning the game. Just go to checkbox.tv. You type in a 4-digit code and voila. You will need a Twitch account, though, which is free and easy to sign up for. Anyway, we'll see you soon, ladies and gentlemen. Cheers for stopping by, live or archive. And, yeah, have fun.